This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, Day to Day personal finance contributor. Michelle Singletary is back with us today to answer some of your questions, the email questions that listeners have sent in. Keep in mind that, Michelle, you are not actually a certified financial advisor, but I can tell you she's quite frugal, and she does write the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She joins us regularly. She's back with us today. Michelle, hi. Welcome back.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Let me just go to our first question here. This comes from a divorced parent of two teenagers. This listener writes, I take home about $3,000 in income each month. I get occasional child support of about $550 a month. I have no savings. I'm concerned about having a savings cushion. I also would like to put money aside for my children's education. How can I set up a budget to begin saving? Sounds tough.
It's definitely tough, and it's a question that lots of people are asking, particularly in this economy. I think in this case, let's assume it's a mother, that she needs to worry more about building up her emergency fund and contributing something to her retirement. Her kids are real close to getting to college, and really she probably doesn't have a lot of time to save enough to send them. So her priority right now should be to build up her 3 to 6 months emergency fund. It's so key, particularly for a single parent, because there's not another income to rely on if something happens to her and she loses her job.
Okay, good. Second question. This comes from a listener and her husband who visited a financial planner, something that you recommend people do. And this financial planner advises them to take out long-term care insurance in case one of them becomes disabled in old age. And she writes, quote, the cost would be around $250 a month. My husband is 63. I am 50. We have 2 5-year-old sons. Not enough savings, and we need to buy a house. My husband feels we cannot afford this insurance. My question is, if this impinges on our ability to save, is it wise to take out this long-term care insurance? Well, Michelle, wise or not?
Well, you know, first of all, there's a lot going on with this family, and I'm glad that they're trying to get some good advice. Now, for this question, I actually went to another expert to get a second opinion on their financial planner. I asked Dee Lee, who is a certified financial planner, about the situation, and of course, we had more details than we can go into here. She advises that they should not buy long-term care insurance because it's way too expensive, they don't have a savings cushion, and they're trying to save for a house. She thinks that they should concentrate on building up their savings and putting away money for that house, because at their level, and her husband's having some job issues, she's not working, they're just not going to be able to afford to keep up that long-term care insurance. And obviously, if they can't keep up that insurance, it makes no sense to try to get it right now.
Generally speaking, is long-term care insurance a good idea for people? And is $250 a month, is that what that costs?
Long-term care insurance is very expensive, and I wouldn't say that quote is outrageous. But listen, if you don't have a lot of income, then you probably should not get long-term care insurance.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of the new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She joins us regularly on Day to Day. I'll note that you can send your questions to Michelle, to us, daytoday@npr.org. Put question for Michelle in the subject line. She'll answer them. Michelle, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.